going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Been a rough road for Oakland amid city budget issues. I mean, literally a rough road because the streets continue to get worse and no new paving contracts have been issued. For more on this, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Mateer. And Phil, I swear there's a pothole over there that has a radar and finds my car every time I go through.
Oh, no kidding. And there's a tire store out there ready to redo your alignment. And then when you pull out of that tire store, there's a good chance you're going to hit another pothole and get yourself knocked out of alignment. Yeah, that's the ongoing story in Oakland. And it's gotten progressively worse, just as the streets have. The latest problem is that they have about $55 million in what they call Measure U, voter approved bonds. That's when you go out and you sell bonds and you take that money and you use it for different projects. In this case, that $55 million is supposed to go to street repairs. But Oakland's ongoing fiscal problems, it's spending more than it's bringing in, has created a downgrade of the Oakland bond market. In other words, their bonds aren't is considered as good as, let's say, San Francisco's or other cities. And so they have to up the interest rate to try to entice people to buy them. That means you actually get less money for them and they're harder to sell and they're not selling. And basically, they just sort of put the brakes on trying to sell the bonds right now because it's not a good deal for the city. And that leaves them with no money to go out there and do the street repairs that they were told voters they were going to do.
But Phil, isn't it in the city's best interest to figure out a way to do this? Because don't they have to do payouts? I mean, if Eric were to, say, break an axle, I mean, isn't the city responsible for that?
I don't remember the last time somebody successfully sued the city for a broken axle. I can't remember that one. But Margie, what it is it's, you're absolutely right. The problem is that the problem just compounds itself and gets worse. What started with a small pothole gets to be a large pothole, and then it almost verges on a sinkhole. It's kind of like Oakland itself. If left unattended, it just gets worse. But their problems are, fixing this is not going to be easy, because I got to tell you, even if they got the money, there's a question about A, if they even have the ability to get the deals together. Last year, they issued a report saying that basically they lacked the staff in the Department of Transportation to get the contracts done. And by the way, even if they got the contracts done, they're having problems because a lot of their equipment is broken and they don't have money to repair the trucks and stuff involved in some of this. Another challenge out there is that it used to be, you know, you go, you fix the potholes, you repave the street. Now streets are called what they call streetscapes. And rather than just being a road for cars, you know, you're gonna let's say repave a mile or two. You say, okay, well, while we're repaving, maybe we should put in a bike lane, and maybe we should put in bulb outs to slow people down, and speed bumps, and this and that. And what used to be a couple $100,000 is now $1 million or so. So you put all those things together, and you've got yourself a real rough ride. And that's what Barbara Lee is going to be stepping into, or getting behind the wheel of. And Eric, good luck with your axle.
Thank you. Why does that be my axle?
You brought it up.
Phil, thank you very much. That's KCBS insider Phil Mateer.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.